Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Honestly, I feel like he has it all. The timing, the accuracy, the placement, the speed, the awareness, field recognition. I mean, what else? He audibles in the backfield.
I get this idea.
When you turn on Joe's tape, it's different from Josh Allen's tape. Completely different. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So people game plan against Josh Allen, not against Joe Burrow. They play against his game weapons. You know what I'm saying? So that's the difference.
Jamar Chase, you screwed up. You screwed up, in my opinion, because you said something that I believe is true, but you worded it in a way that I don't know if people understand what you're really saying.
Definitely not. Because I heard criticism of him on the way in. the overnight show was talking about it. It sounds like you're insulting your own quarterback.
That's why I say you screwed up, because when I first heard it, I didn't interpret the way that the critics interpreted it. When I interpreted it, it's as you may as well game plan for the weapons around Joe Burrow, because you're not going to stop Joe Burrow. That's honestly, when I first heard him say it, that's how I heard it. And then when others started criticizing him about it, I thought, oh, okay, well, there's that. I get the criticism. I honestly think just the way Jamar Chase is, we're not talking about Tyreek Hill. He's not Tyreek Hill, someone who's going to dump on his own team.
Yeah.
He's not that guy. I just think he had an intent on something that he worded wrong. I think if he could take that back.
I'm sure he worded it wrong. There's no doubt in my mind. They're close. I mean, you saw that in that special where the families are close, they hang out together. I know he didn't mean it that way, but when you hear it in the same context with Josh Allen, saying, you know, teams have the game plan for Josh Allen. No, they don't game plan for Joe Burrow. Of course they do. He's one of the best. These are the top five quarterback in the league. And well, of course they do. But I get he couldn't have possibly meant it that way.
No.
But that's what he said.
When I heard it, it was, to me, this is what I heard.
Yeah.
That you may as well game plan for Joe Burrow's weapons, because you're not going to stop Joe Burrow.
Yep.
When you're game planning for the Bills, you want to stop Josh Allen, because there's no need to stop his weapons.
Mm-hmm.
This is not one of those things where I'm saying, oh, man, people are making a mountain out of a molehill. No, I don't think people are making a mountain. I think it's what was that old phrase we used to use? Lost in translation.
Yeah.
I think that's what that is. I think this is all lost in translation. I do. I don't think Jamar Chase is the type of person that's going to throw that kind of shade on his quarterback. I think he's probably having a conversation afterwards to Joe Burrow. Joe, you know, I didn't mean that. I think because of their relationship,
they're fine.
It's almost as if someone asked you something about me in the media. You said something that was misinterpreted, mm-hmm. and then you came back to me and said, you know that's not how I mean it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got enough history with you to know you did mean it that way, you son of a bitch, but we're still going to be cool.
Yeah. I mean, he knows that. But it sounded like that.
It did.
But I think what he meant, like Josh Allen, he's a different quarterback too, because he can run. So you do have to account for him, where you don't have to account for Burrow, like, you know, running over your safeties, you know, and you know, gaining first down after first down with his legs. So it's a little different. But I'm sure he didn't mean that you don't have the game plan with Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow's the guy also, though. You can sack 10 times in the game. He's still
bouncing right
you.
Up. Absolutely.
He will shred you. Mm-hmm. He will dice you up.
Yeah.
He will make life, you know, on those other 40 attempts, he'll make life difficult for you.
Yeah. He's in the news again. He's over there. You're on ESPN. Is it a good idea for Joe Burrow to play in the preseason?
No.
No. It's not. Does he need it? Really? You think he forgot how to play quarterback?
Hasn't the season been shortened twice with injuries?
It's not, yes. Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Again, they do everything wrong. So
now I know Buffalo Zoe is listening, because the social media world, Buffalo Bills fans, Joe, were saying, yeah, that's what we've been telling you forever. That's what we've always said. When you play against our quarterback, you game plan for him because he's the better quarterback. And I think that's what really made it bad. The
yes,
fact that it added
like,
to the Buffalo
it sounds
Bills.
Exactly like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to, well, they don't have a script. They don't game plan for our guy. Nah. Their guy, yeah. Our guy, no. Yeah, no, that's not what they meant.
He's only been to the Super Bowl. He's only outdueled. He's the only AFC quarterback to outduel Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yep. Is that the only team to get to the Super Bowl other than Mahomes? Or Patriots his first year? Mahomes
yeah,
his first year.
The Bengals, the only team that's beaten him.
Yeah, well, the Patriots yeah. his first year. Right. But that was, did we count that as Tom Brady? Once they got rolling.
Right.
Once they got rolling, they were the only team to beat him. Tom Brady beat everybody.
He did. He really did.
He beat him twice.
Yeah.
Beat him to get to the Super Bowl and then beat him in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's true, right?
If you're Patrick Mahomes, you got to hate him. You got to hate Tom Brady. He stopped me from getting it and he stopped me from winning it.
He stopped. They got trounced. They didn't score a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Oh. So, in your opinion, Ed, Burrow, Allen.
If I wanted a quarterback, you mean? Mm-hmm. Allen. Mm-hmm. I know you like Burrow better, but, yeah.
Nah, bro. Joe Burrow.
I was the MVP last year.
I don't care.
I wasted that Jeremy Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. That doesn't do anything for me. That does nothing to me. Yeah, he sure was.
Yeah, I wasted that.
Yeah, because if Lamar would have won the MVP, then I'd have been complaining. He has three MVPs and no Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah.
That's my complaint. Remember, I was the one down the stretch when everyone was talking about this MVP race. I'm like, did we not forget what the assignment was? I thought the assignment was to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't care about him winning another MVP. I don't give you doesn't win another MVP, win a Super Bowl. You got two. We're good. You got more than most. But I'm taking Joe Burrow any day of the week. The only one I'm taking ahead of Joe Burrow is Lamar Jackson. I'm taking Joe Burrow after that. That guy is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. He is. This is a great generation of quarterbacks.
It is.
It really is.
I mean, we got them in all types and sizes now. Remember, they all used to look the same, play the same style. Now, man, I've said it before. This is the most diversity we've seen at quarterback. And when I say that, people think I'm just talking race. Yeah, it's that too. But I'm talking styles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the most diversity in styles of quarterbacks that I've ever seen in the national football. It's like college football, where you had so many different styles of quarterbacks in college football. It's now like that in the NFL. If you can play quarterback, you can play quarterback.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.